Well, Claude's just gone to pick up my meds from Sembach, my new medication that I've been put on following today's visit to the psychiatrist's. I thought I'd do a boo for my diary because it was a very significant day and it's very easy back now and having had a diazepam feeling quite, relaxed and, well, very relaxed now, a little bit emotionally kind of frazzled. But that always seems to be the case after visiting the psychiatrist, just because you have to bring it all up and make sure you tell him everything. And actually today was the first time that Claude's come in with me, because I have a real habit developed through having a stressful career of being able to, act, put on a brave face and not kind of like really give him the full picture of how I've been mentally or everything else. So Claude came with me and we chatted for a good time, and then I kind of knew it was going to be an emotional session because Claude had been away to her sister's for a few days, and I'd had three panic attacks in the time she was away. Whenever I'd gone out in public, one in Sembach in the chemist's, one when me and Poppy had walked about a mile and a half to go to across the fields to go to a little shop that sold cigarettes, only to be shouted at by the owner because no dogs were allowed in there. And of course, he was just angry that there was a dog in there, but for me, it was a brave step out into the public place, and it really shook me up to the point where I ended up sobbing outside of the co-op, which is another mile, talking to the manageress, saying I just need a shop that will let me either take my dog in or serve me at the door, because I've got some mental health problems that make it hard for me to get out, and that having my dog by my side keeps me feeling a bit safer. Well, I don't know, it just keeps me feeling less panicky. And she was lovely, and that's what the co-op have said. Yeah, look, no problem, just shout one of us. We'll make members of the staff know that if Mark comes in, that they can serve him outside, or that he can bring his dog in, and treat it like a guide dog for the blind kind of thing, because they allow them in. And Poppy just sits next to me when she goes into a shop. She doesn't, at the till, she'll sit like a good girl and I'll give her a reward and all of that. So anyway, that happened when Claude was away. And then other times I've just been like, it's been really great for Claude. This week she won the show that she was the production manager for and instrumental in making, Mr. Bloom's Nursery, won a Royal Television Society Award at the Northwest Awards. And she went to that. And, I have an incredible sense of pride in her and everything. But on the other hand, I'm aware of how useless I am these days. How, I've built Love Fresh, I've failed to get funding. I've, I don't know where I'm at with it, really. I don't know what's going on. I'm very saddened at the thought of it failing, but I can't even afford the security licence for the site. So, I mean, I'll have to afford it. It's only £40, I think, £30, but I just haven't been able to yet, and I didn't really want to ask Claude, which is stupid of me, because she's just not the sort of, she's my wife, she loves me to pieces, and I don't really keep anything from her. Well, I don't keep anything from her, apart from that. I know that we're having money troubles, I didn't want to bring more into it. But yeah, I went today. It seems that like the initial change off of my duloxetine was what I was on, and quite in a very high dose. It's an SSRI. I was taking 90 milligrams, which is considered at the higher end of the highest end of the scale. That's probably been causing my extreme emotional sort of state in the past months, the withdrawal from it. The psychiatrist took me in to meet the head of the practice, the lead consultant psychiatrist there. And they both did a session with Claude and I, and I'm being put back on an SSRI, which is called venlafaxine. Which I've been on before, but only on a very low dose. When I first started with my mental health problems and IBS, that was the same time, sort of round about the same time. which is apparently a better SSRI than duloxetine generally. That it is just considered better. The trials have proven it better. I'll still be on a smaller dose of the new drug I'm taking, which is designed. It's an antidepressant, but its main purpose will be that it makes me sleep at the right time. And I've just got to, like, I can't. I do things like, you know, obviously I still have manic swings. When I'm not on SSRIs, they're less huge, especially if I'm in a depressive. This is the weird thing, in a depressive period, you're still well capable of swinging into mania and then back down again and up and down really quite quickly. Even though the general trend may be months of depression, the swing with bipolar can still happen, and it's obviously less noticeable than when it's a 3-month manic flying period. Anyway, this metlifaxin, it's called, I'll take before bedtime every night, and it does make me sleep. I mean, it will make me sleep, hopefully. It's only the odd night that I've been too manic for it to make me sleep, and I've stayed up for 2 days running, and that sort of thing doesn't do you any favours. But I also wanted to do this. I just wanted to record because there's a few people on Twitter that have been, you know, that just, I don't know if they know it. They probably don't know it, but I don't check Twitter very often anyway these days, and I'm not very sociable on it. But you know, I've just tweeted little things maybe, and they've said things back that, you know, that are really moving and you know, I don't really want to go through naming everyone, but people like Land Robot, Sir Delta 99, Mary Epworth, Richard Macney, Bella Vista X, it's hard to remember everyone that's really they won't appreciate it, but really, you know, giving me buckets of gold in just little comments. You know, it's a funny old time because, well, it's a funny old disease or illness, but and not, you know, I can't end it as quick as I want it to end, and that's the problem. I just want it to be gone, and I don't want to have to live with it, and so I often try and hurtle ahead into something that will be a way out of it. You know, maybe that's Love Fresh isn't really a good example. Love Fresh, I really was recovering, and I built something that that I've passionately believed in. Sadly, I'm just not capable of the business side of any of it, and without the business side, we hadn't the money to keep the coding side going, and that's more or less what's happened with Love Fresh. You know, my partner Jeff, a very dear friend, He has a family and he has to earn money, and I have to earn money as well. We're losing our house over all of this, but it's much more difficult if you've got kids at stake. You know, you have to put them first. There's no kind of, well, me and the wife can get by and try like I can do. If you're a father, then you simply can't do that, you know. Anyway, so that reality is just there. You know, so there's nothing we can do about it. I count myself lucky that Jeff was prepared to go in with Love Fresh with me from the beginning and develop it with me. It was a product of both of us, and so it's just really difficult. There's nothing I can do to help. There's no money I've got to give him so he can stop doing his contract. And there's other guys that worked on Love Fresh, a couple of guys, Jim and or John, his name is in real life, actually, Jimbo from my community, and Jamesy, and Boy Lee, Matt, who was instrumental in the entire graphic brand and branding of Love Fresh. You know, he's our creative director. That's the team, that's all there is to the team, but none of them, all of them were well happy to do work for no money, on many occasions. None of them are, you know, can it can't happen forever, you know. And I'm sadly, my mental state because of it all has been such that I find it very hard to think about Love Fresh, because every time I think about it, I'm reminded how it's failed when I didn't think it was going to, and I really believed in it, and it didn't reach the kind of mass that would have made it an empowering network for food change, for local, for people who want to be in charge of their own food production, or they want their village to be empowered with strong food production, or to support local farmers and local artisans. I just thought it was the answer, you know, that in a year's or five's time, the supermarkets would have to be ethical in every single sense, because the competition out there from an organised network of smaller suppliers would be so great that they'd be forced to act. And that's why I'd say I'm not anti-supermarket. I'm anti-supermarket practices, and I'm anti a kind of taking a short-term view on food supply, and much more pro taking a long-term view. Anyway, this is very tangential. How long have I got? 8 minutes. I'm still Mark Rock, so kindly. I still have a long time on my account and audio booth that I can use when I'm recording. It's bad for anyone that just wanted to catch up with what's going on, but unfortunately, this is my diary, so sometimes it fills pages. But the outcome of today, new medication. I've had it explained to me and drilled into me that I'm not to feel guilty every time I take a diazepam, which I do, because it makes me feel so much better for a period. And that obviously it's an addictive drug, so it's very sensible to not have it every day. But on days when I really feel I need it, that I shouldn't think twice about it. And you know, maybe that's important for me to remember. If I can have half a diazepam and go online and have a conversation on vent with all my mates from my game community, then I should have that diazepam and do it, rather than miss a sociable night when one's on offer, you know. So change of medication, I'll be taking some SSRIs again in the mornings, and then metoclopramide in the evenings before bed. And just the fact that I'm the two psychiatrists are there for me now, and that know my case properly now. I've been a few times, and they've got my files, and they've read my files, and they've discussed my case, and they give me a lot of hope. You know, they tell me that it won't always be like this. Excuse me. And that's just a really good. It's just a really good thing to hear. I've made some achievements in my life so far. Unfortunately, some of them in areas I didn't even want to do achieve in. And I just thought that was the end of it, really, and that was the end of achieving and success and. To sit with two professionals who can give you some assurances that the good times will come round again, you know, it's really significant. I'm so sorry about this. And to know that that they care, it's just it's an unbelievable feeling, because since my breakdowns, I haven't really settled in with a psychiatrist. They've all moved on. So I didn't ever feel that anyone has ever really understood what my mental health problems were, which made it really hard to deal with them. Anyway, I better stop. I can't actually think straight now. It's an emotional time after you get the day, especially in the day after a psychiatrist session. And today is certainly no exception. Anyway, thanks to those people out there. And others. I must, you know, if I'm thanking people, I can't not mention double negative. How annoying. I should mention Christian Documentally, who is an absolute saint and always there for me whenever I want to chat. And gives me kudos, gives me respect. In a way that someone in such a fragile mental state as I'm in doesn't expect to receive, and when you do receive it, it makes you feel different to how you felt for the past week or two or month or whatever. Anyway, yeah, it's a complete diary. I'm exceptionally sorry for being emotional. It's emotional day again. Anyway, jibber, jibber, jibber.